Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Anne Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you with a big God bless you. It's so happy to communicate with you today and to be here. Glory to God in this wonderful, fresh new year that we have started. We're on our fast. This is our fasting schedule. And so we're doing very short devotionals every morning just to encourage your heart about the goodness of God and to just keep us flowing and going. Amen. I hope that you're enjoying these 21 days of fruits and vegetables. I'm sure many of you are getting quite a cleansing and being able to receive. Some of you, I know, are suffering hard times because you're not used to eating like this. But you know what? It's going to do you good. I know it will. I know it will. So let's just be encouraged and keep on with the fast and just be encouraged to know that you're doing something that will ultimately bless you for the rest of your life on this planet. If you will keep this up, I am praying that many will just make this a lifestyle and just begin to eat healthy and eat well, even after the fast. Amen. Let's look at the word of the Lord today. And I love something that Jesus said. We were talking about the will of God this month because I want everybody to be convinced that the will of God is for us to be blessed. That the will of God is for us to have good things. Sometimes God gets a really bad rap because people begin to think that when some disasters or bad things happen, it was the will of God. No, it's not the will of God to blow down our houses and burn down our homes and to have tragic situations happen. That's not his will. God desires for us to have good things. But because of sin in our planet, oh Lord, so many tragic and terrible things happen. But we're looking at the will of God because we say God does have a will. In Mark chapter 3, verse 35, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." And Jesus was speaking here, and he said, now whosoever, not one or two, not only those that think they're special, you know, because some people think they're pretty special. But he said, whosoever will do the will of my Father, that means the Father has a will. He wouldn't ask us to do something if we could not do it. He have a will for us to do, that we are his children, we are his mother, his father, and so on and so forth. Now, in keeping with the will of God, I want you to look at something else with me and found in the book of Matthew, and I'm just going to read it and encourage your heart by hearing the word. Faith cometh by hearing. When we hear, we're blessed. It says now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" Think about that. "Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Aren't they beautiful flowers? They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." God knows how to make you beautiful. Hallelujah. "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you?" I'm excited about that. Tells me God wants me to look good. Hallelujah. "O ye of little faith," let us not be faithless today, but let us trust God for the things that he has promised unto us. And then he said, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed?" And you know, many people are taking thought for those things today. Many people are a little bit nervous about the times that we're living in. What's the government going to do? The economic condition does not look good. So a lot of people are fearful. But here the Bible says, don't take any thought for that. Just you trust God, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. People are worried, you know, what am I going to do if I get old and I don't have enough money? What am I going to do? You know, and we have to be practical, and we do have to make plans, and we do have to save, and we do have to have financial plans in place. But let me tell you something. There is no greater financial plan than the plan that God has for your life. There is no greater plan but than the plan that is in the heart of God. And so I encourage you to trust him today. Take no thought. Seek God. And as a matter of fact, as you seek him, he'll help you with your financial planning. Amen. But God will not leave any of his people begging or destitute in any way when we do seek him and walk in his wisdom. Come on, let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my sister and my brother that they will not be fearful. I rebuke fear away from them, fear of the future, fear of provision, fear of lack. Lord God, bless the people not to be afraid, but to trust you. You are a God that owns all things. And Lord God, if you own it, then we can have it. And I thank you for that. Bless your people today to have an awesome, wonderful day of the fast. Let us just be joyful and thanking God for his provision, and that we don't have to worry about things. He's going to protect us and help us. Lord, we praise you for that. Oh, we praise you for the comfort. We praise you in knowing that you've got our backs on every front. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.